is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Just a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Mountain Home will have the ball going into the final quarter as they lead 47-37.
So you're rocking out to Lil Jon there during that break. Matt?
I couldn't even tell you anything about that song, to be honest with you. Ball goes to Coleman on the right side.
You were snapping your fingers.
Up top to Moore. She's going to put up the three at the top. No good.
Go to work, Libby Frost. Is that a girl? Get
offense
up.
Rebound. She couldn't get the foul to go. McCarron gets offensive board. Puts it back up and in.
There we go. Go to work, Libby Fosness. Offensive rebound and a McCarron down low.
Seven on the night for McCarron. Mounts Holmes lead back to 12. 49-37 our score as we are a little over 30 seconds into this final period. Ball goes to Thomas on the left side. Out to Collins. Throws it to Franklin on the low block, who gets another layup. Good.
Got to figure out an answer for that cross court right there.
Kaylee Franklin with 16 on the night. Mount Tom leading 49-39. And Mount Tom is going to try to figure it out as they take a timeout. 7-10, let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 49-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with 7-10 left to play in the game as they're up 49-39. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside. Dylan Conley at the controls of the Bomber Sports Network. Michaela Dwyer, our camera operator, and Jude Dillon, our producer, back at the studio.
Yeah, that wasn't an offensive timeout. That was a defensive timeout.
Absolutely.
Coach Leonard not happy with what things are going on the defensive side. That was what that timeout was about.
Here's Moore with it on the right side. Gives up top to McCarron. Tries to throw it down to Fosse's ball. Goes off her hand, and then Nelson comes up with a steal.
Yeah, pass just inside, but Anna gets it right back for us.
Yeah, the ball goes off of Cullen's hand. She couldn't handle the pass as Mountain's going to get it right back. Mitchell gives it to Moore, and she's called for the travel. So couple back-to-back turnovers for the Lady Bombers coming out of the timeout with 6:43 left to play in the game.
Yeah, Lincoln's got to shoot that ball. She thought about it, and then she kind of held up and then tried to make a move and kind of got caught in between.
Yeah, shuffle her feet a little bit.
Yeah, being in between is not good. Just shoot that ball.
Now talking about 49-39. Here is Thomas with it. Thought about three. Instead, she'll throw it back to Collins. Trouser tried to throw it down to Franklin. She's going to go up for another layup. My goodness, she's got 18 on the night.
Yeah, they're just beating us on that offside.
Yep. And it's down to a single-digit margin. 6:20 left to play in the game. 49-41, Lady Bombers with the ball in the lead. Moore will throw it to McCarron. Over to Coleman on the left side. Coleman drills towards the top. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it to Foss, cutting into lane. Ball goes off the defender, and Nelson comes up with a steal.
Yeah, bad pass by Witten. She threw it behind Livy. Throw the ball in front of her. She probably has a layup.
Here's Patterson giving it to Franklin in the lane. She's going to put up another shot. This one won't go. An offensive rebound for Nelson. The follow wouldn't go, and this time Foss gets the board. Mountain dodges the bull a little bit there. 5:46, that's playing the game.
She's got to score here. She's got to score.
Mitchell finds Fosses cutting into lane. She's going to go in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:38 left to play. Taylor Thomas picks up her third personal foul. First team foul against Nettleton here in the final quarter. So Fosses back at the free throw line. She is 4 for 6 so far from the line with 8 points. Frisbee trying to plead his case to the official. He's not going to win that argument.
No.
First free throw's up and in. Jaylee Onkers checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Whitten Coleman. Looks like Anderson will come back in if Fosses gets his second free throw. Second shot is up, and she does get both. She's now double figures with 10. And Anderson will come in and replace Fosses. So 5:38 left to play in the game. Mount Holmes lead back to double digits, 51-41 our score. And Frisbee's still taunting the official over there. I wonder how much latitude they're going to give him. Cullen's into the front court. He's not really making a scene or anything. He's just
kind of in the ear of him, yep, for sure.
Cullen dribbles to the right side. Loses the handle of the ball, but Yonkers comes up with a steal. She better watch out. She's about to have her pocket picked, and she does. Cunningham's back the other way. Cunningham's going to go in for the layup. It's a little strong, and rebound's knocked around, controlled by Yonkers. She'll throw it to Mitchell, who's quickly back the other way. Mitchell dribbles on the right side, and they'll set the offense.
Yeah, 10-point lead. You want to set it up. You want to get a great shot. 5:04 left. You want to press the issue. You want to get great shots every time down the floor.
Mitchell dribbles to the left elbow, goes into the lane, has the ball knocked away, and Patterson comes up with the steal.
She just took it from her.
Yes, she did. Patterson's going to the right side, going toward the low block, and she'll be fouled before her shot attempt.
Mm.
They're going to get Mitchell, I believe, that one. Yep, that is Mitchell's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the final quarter. Caden Hardaway checking in for the Lady Raiders, as it will be Tori Cunningham taking a seat.
I feel Brooklyn's frustration right now. It was a tough foul on her. She was kind of getting hounded the same way on the other end, and they get her with the body.
Hardaway throws it to Thomas, who's going into lane, going in for the layup. Good. Taylor Thomas with 5 on the night. Mount Holmes lead cut back to 8. 51-43 our score, 4:35 left.
Jalen needs to take over right here on the offensive side of the ball.
And Yonkers just loses the ball off her foot. Goes across the line. That's going to be a backcourt violation. Man.
Yeah, Coach Leonard is trying to argue that it went off of Nettleton's foot, but they're not going to call that.
No, they're not. The officials talked about it, and they're going to keep the call just where it is. So, Nettleton with a chance to make it a two-possession game on this next play.
I think that's the right call. I think it hit Jayla's foot.
I think it did, too. Cullen's into the front court. Well, she just gets by her defender, goes in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4:20 left.
Yep, Jayla tried to slide over and take the player control foul.
Probably just a little too late to do that.
Yeah, got over there a little bit late.
Yonkers picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the final period. So, Jessica Collins at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 5 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. So if Collins gets this next one, it will be a two-possession game. Second shot is up. Out. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. 51-44, our score. Mitchell will bring the ball into the front court. As on the right side, gets by her defender, and a reaching foul is going to be called on Nettleton. They're going to get Taylor Thomas with her fourth personal foul. Second team foul against Nettleton here in the final quarter. Libby Foster is going to check back in as she'll replace Lakin Anderson. Moore inbounds it to McCarn, to Yonkers, to Mitchell up top. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this game.
We forced to try to get something in the paint.
Mitchell goes into the lane. She's going to go up for the runner. Good!
Woo, we'll get bailed out there. Brooklyn tried to draw the foul, just kind of threw it up as she was fading away and got it to fall. That's a good offensive player. Nice finish in the lane.
Mitchell with 12 on the night. Mount Home up by 9. 53-44 our score. Ball is with Hardaway up top.
In a man now. We're in a man.
Ball goes on the left side to Collins. Up top to Franklin.
What?
Tries to throw it down to
nice
Patterson. Ball knocked away, and McCarn comes up with a steal. Moore across the timeline. Trying to make it a double-digit lead once again for Mount Home. Yonkers with it now. She's going to drill toward the low block, going out for the runner off the glass. No good. McCarn gets a rebound. Throws it out to Mitchell for the three on the left side. Misses everything and goes out of bounds.
That was going to be a big moment right there, but just missed that three.
3:11 left to play in the game. Mount Holmes' lead remains at 9. 53-44 our score. Collins taking her time walking into the front court. Now she picks up her pace as she's going to the low block, putting up the turnaround jumper. No good. And McCarron gets another rebound. Yonkers into the front court. Mount Holmes looking to make it a double-digit lead. Ball goes some more on the left side. And a timeout's going to be called by Mount Holmes.
Yeah, they're in the zone. They're in the zone. We're going to set something up to beat the zone right here.
So we'll break with 2:46 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 53-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mount Holmes taking the timeout with 2:46 left to play in the game. Just to make sure they have all their ducks in a row.
Yeah, they switched defenses on us there. Looked like they went to a 2-3 zone. Mount Holmes going to call up and drop a player right here on that far sideline. This is where it's nice to have two coaches, like Coach Husky and like Coach Leonard down there, who both know the game oh so well.
Absolutely.
They saw that immediately, knew we had timeouts, called it. We're going to get a good one here coming out of this possession.
So, both teams now on the floor. Again, Mount Holmes up 53-44.
Now Nettleton's going to go to a man now after that. That's just what you do when you switch up those and kind of keep everybody on their toes.
Mitchell with it off the inbound pass. Gives the Yonkers on the right side.
Still got 25 on the shot clock. We got plenty of time here. We don't need to force the issue.
Mitchell
there it is.
Finds Foster's cutting into the lane for the layup. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Thomas.
How many little chip shots have we missed tonight, Matt?
I think Nelton kind of got a hand on that.
Yeah, they, or hand on that or her one. Good
Collins,
defense,
Collins
Jayla.
Collins back into the lane for the layup. No good. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. McCarron has called for the travel. Ah, that's tough. 2:23 left to play in the game as the Lady Raiders get the ball back, trailing by 9.
Just got to have stops. Got to have stops.
Collins into the front court. Half-court man for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Hardaway. Now Thomas has on the left side. Up to near the top to Collins. Near the right corner to Hardaway. She's going to put up the three-pointer. It bounces around and falls in. Caden Hardaway with 7 on the night. Mountain Home's lead cut down to 6. Here is Moore with it. Gives it to Fossus. Back to Moore. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own on the right wing. No good. Fossus gets the offensive rebound. And they're going to call a foul or jump ball.
Got a timeout.
Timeout.
Of course, Leonard's got a timeout.
So, let's see. Where are they? I think they're just going to – I think we're going to keep it right here right now. So, 1:49 left to play in the game. And Mount Holmes will take their last 30-second timeout of the night as they lead 53-47. Tell you what, give Nelson credit. They've really hung tough in this game.
Yeah, they have, and they've been able to take advantage on that offside block a little bit on Mountain Home and on that 1-3-1. But Mountain Home's done a good job. It's a six-point game. We really need a possession here to go ahead and get this back up to 3.
Yep.
3 possessions, and then let's get a stop.
So Matt Tom out on the floor, and now Nelton just getting some last-second instructions from Frisbee and his staff.
Yeah, Whitten Coleman checked in for Libby Fossens during that break.
Okay. So again, 1:49 left to play in the game. Mount Tom up 53-47. Yonkers inbounds it to McCarron. Back to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles up to the top, gives to Mitchell on the left side, finds McCarron in the lane for the layup. Oh, a little strong, and the rebound is controlled by Thomas. My goodness.
Yeah, just another chippy miss for Mountain Home.
Just rushing a little bit too much. Collins with it on the right side. Minute and a half left. 6-point game. Hardaway with it. Gives it back to Collins.
Need a stop right here. Need a stop.
Collins now dribbling between the circles. Gives it back to Hardaway on the left side. She takes the screen. Pulls up for the jumper near the free throw line. No good. Franklin chases down the offensive rebound. She's going to go to the low block. Goes in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:12 left.
Got the shot we wanted, just unable to corral that rebound.
Brooklyn Mitchell picks up her second personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the final period. So it will be Franklin at the free throw line. So far, 2 of 2 from the line with 18 points. First shot, though, missed.
Got to get this rebound right here on this miss. 1:12 left. Nettleton still got several fouls to give before we get to the free throw line.
And Franklin gets second one, 1 of 2 on this trip. She now has 19, and now Nettleton's going to take a timeout.
Got to expect a press if you're Mountain Home coming out of this. It's a full timeout.
So we'll break with 1:12 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 53-48. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
So Nelson taking the timeout right after the made free throw by Kaylee Franklin. 1:12 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home up 53-48. Timeout situation, Mountain Home has two full timeouts remaining. They're out of 30s. Nelton with one full timeout left and one 30-second timeout remaining.
Their scoring is 29-21 here in the second half.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, it's going to be a man press.
Yep. So both teams out on the floor as we're back on our way. Mountain Home will inbound it in the backcourt. Lakin Moore will trigger the inbound pass.
She can move. She can move. Yes, it was off a made free throw, so she can move, but she needs to get some time.
So Moore takes the ball from the official. She'll give it into Mitchell. We're back underway.
Yeah, we're just going to clear it out.
Mitchell into the front court. Gets by her defender. Gives it to Yonkers on the right side.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
1 minute left. Ball goes to Mitchell. Mitchell will try to throw down to McCarn. She does get in the lane. Has the ball knocked away, though, and a steal by Patterson as they have a chance to make it a one-possession game. Patterson will give it to Franklin for the layup. Good. Kaylee Franklin with 21 on the night, and Nelton quickly calls timeout. So we'll break with 43.8 seconds left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Nelton 53-50. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So Nelton taking the timeout right after the turnover turns into a layup for Kaylee Franklin. And it's a one-possession game now, 43.8 seconds left.
You know, Matt, this is what you want to see in a non-conference. You come over to a very tough environment. You've had the lead. Now you're forced with a little bit of adversity. What can you do if you're Mountain Home, right?
Yeah.
What can you do? Can you pull away and win these games? You're going to face a game like this at state tournament at some point in time.
Inbound pass goes to McCarn. She'll give it back to Moore. Moore into the front court. About an 8-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Ball goes to Yonkers, and a foul is going to be called.
Yeah. Now here's the deal. That should reset the shot clock. Now Mountain Home does not have to shoot the ball. That was a tough foul. I mean, it's a huge foul. Nettleton has to foul now. They've got two more fouls to give, though, before we get into the bonus.
I believe they gave that one to Patterson. That's her third. And now an inbound pass goes to Mitchell. The 13th foul against Nettleton. And now another foul on Hardaway. That is going to be her fourth personal foul. And that is the last foul that Nettleton has to give. Shot clock is off with 30.4 seconds left. As the next one, we'll put Mountain Home in the bonus.
And Mountain Home just got to be tough with the ball. Tough with the ball and make free throws.
Morrill inbounded on the near sideline. Gets into Mitchell in the backcourt. Mitchell across the timeline. Loses the handle of the ball. Franklin comes up with a steal. And has the ball. Pass knocked away, but gets it back. She'll throw it to Thomas. Thomas with it on the left side. She's going to give it to Hardaway, and Nelton is quickly going to take their last time out of the night. We're going to keep it here with 17.9 seconds left. It is Nelton with the ball. Mount Home leading 53-50. You know, think about it. Mount Home was up by as much as 13 at one point in this game.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I mean, this is Nettleton, dude, they're a tough team, I'm telling you. They're going to be there in the end when it comes down to it. It's a team we're going to see in the state tournament. Not maybe personally see, but we might. Depends on how it falls away. And they are fighting. They are here in their home crowd. They're fighting.
Yeah.
Mount Home, good news is we do have the three-point lead. So as long as we defend the three-point line, any miss that they have, we just got to get the rebound and be tough with the ball. But you got to have games like this to grow from, Matt.
Yep. And a comeback like this is nothing new for Nelton. You know, we were just talking about during the pregame.
Yep.
You know, they came back from 20 down to Greer's Ferry Westside.
Yep. But Mount Home's got to be tough with the ball. Got to be able to handle it, get a stop right here, get a rebound, and you know, let's go make some free throws.
All right, 17.9 left. It will be Franklin inbounding the ball on the far sideline. 53-50, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes into Collins. She'll give it to Hardaway. Over on the left side to Thomas. Up top to Collins. Down to 10. To Hardaway. To Franklin. She's going to go into the lane,
Anna,
for the layup. Shot won't go, but a foul. Late foul's going to be called, and it's going to be...
What do you got a foul on? 21.
That is Anna McCarn. And did someone get called for a technical as well?
I don't think so.
Because I heard another whistle. That's McCarn's fourth personal foul.
22 got a technical.
Oh, my goodness.
22 got a technical.
So that is Patterson with the...
And she's been mouthing the whole time.
And that's her fourth personal foul as well. So it's going to be two shots for Jessica Collins. And then Mount Home's going to get two free throws and the ball with 4.1 left.
Oh, what a costly mistake from Patterson. I told you we were living in our head rent-free, and it paid off right there.
Collins' first free throw is up. In and out.
I don't even know. She wasn't even involved in the play. I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure either. She must have said something that the official didn't like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's trying to plead her case to the coach, and coach is like, yeah, that's not acceptable.
Collins does get the second free throw, so it's now a two-point game. But, again, Mount Home has free throws to shoot. It's going to be Lake and Moore at the line to try to make it a two-possession game with 4.1 left on the clock. What a costly mistake.
Yeah. Got the
Moore's first free throws up and in.
This is the big one right here.
Yeah, if she gets this one, it's pretty much over. Second shot for Moore.
Oh, it rolls around. All right.
But, again, Mount Home will have the ball.
Yeah, we got the ball after the technical foul. Just got to get the ball in clean. Be strong with the ball when you catch it. Strong with the ball. I'm surprised we don't have Livy Fosnes in right here being strong as she can come in and especially hit free throws.
4.1 left. 54-51, Mount Home up. Moore inbounds it to McCarn. And
that's
she'll
a
be
push.
Out from behind.
Woo.
They immediately call. That took 1.1 off the clock.
That's a two-hand shove to the back.
Kaylee Franklin with her fourth personal foul. Mount Home in the bonus. So Anna McCarn will be at the free throw line. She needs one.
Yeah, just get one or two here, Anna. She shot the ball well from the free throw line so far.
She's 3-for-5 from the line right now.
Maybe not as well as I thought. But that one
counted. But that goes in.
That's right. Ball game. Ball game.
So, yeah, that will pretty much seal it with 3 seconds left.
Mount Home's going to get back. No fouls. Came into a tough environment. Got a huge win for the Lady Bombers.
McCarn gets both. She's got 9. Mount Home's lead is 5.
Huge free throws by AMAC.
Collins going to try one last heave at the buzzer. Will not go. And Mount Home's going to get the 5-point win and survive the comeback.
Yeah, great job, Lady Bombers. Come here, face some adversity, and, man, what an excellent job for your Lady Bombers.
So Mount Home's going to move up to 10 wins on the season. Our final score, Mount Home defeats Nelton 56-51. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. Perfect for keeping you refreshed during